one of my favorites. I haven't had him on in a while, but I love listening to him. He is very sharp. I don't know how many white shoe boys he's beat up this week, but maybe we'll ask him. Gerald Celente from Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com is his website. He's one of the foremost trends forecasters in the world, and we're excited to get his opinion. Gerald, welcome back to the pod.
Well, thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely. This caravan thing obviously is big news. Let's back up and look economically. Maybe it's a kind of a diversion. I don't know. Bank stocks are down a lot, especially in Europe. We have an ongoing trade war, or at least a trade disagreement with China going on. Is that affecting us? The banks going down. We had about a 1,000-point correction in the stock market in about 2 days. What are we looking at here directly in front of us?
Well, if we start with the caravan coming in, one of our top trends for 2019 is going to be called human waves. You're looking at a global slowdown. You don't have to look any further than China. I mean, this is the world's second largest economy. And you just saw their GDP numbers came out, and they're at panic of 08 levels. Retail sales down. Manufacturing down. Auto sales, biggest drop in 30 years. Has nothing to do with tariffs and trade. It has to do with a market that was built up with cheap money. Like all the markets around the world and economies, China has a debt-to-GDP ratio of over 300 and a debt burden that went from roughly $500 billion back in 1996 to over $30 trillion today. They can't keep the Ponzi scheme going. What you're looking at is a declining global economy and people escaping the economic depressions and their national, wherever they're living, high rates of crime and militarism. And they're looking for some place to run. So whether it's from the south of Africa or the south of the border, they're going to keep flooding in. I mean, you look at, I'm talking about south of the border. Check out, man, look at Argentina. What a wonderful time they're having over there. And you can't blame it, you know, they got a lousy commie socialist, this or that, Peronist government. It's just another jerk running the show. When this guy McCree was brought in there, oh, a brilliant man, a businessman. He's going to bring in the best and the brightest. Oh, yeah, terrific, Jack. You saw your Argentinian peso fall 50% against the dollar this year. You just took a huge debt burden from the International Mafia Federation that people like to call the International Monetary Fund, over 50 billion bucks. Oh, and what do you have, an interest rate of 65%? And you want to hang out there? So people are leaving from there to Honduras all the way up. And the same thing in Africa. Oh, South Africa's doing lovely. You know, they're only in a recession, and their rand isn't worth crap. So what we're seeing here is people escaping from where they are, trying to find someplace else to go, period, paragraph.
I think you're being very clear, but let's reiterate and make this crystal clear. We're in the middle of a total global economic slowdown caused by the weight of the debt, maybe part of it, our monetary system, and incompetence in the other. And America's certainly not immune, and not even Trump's going to be able to get us out of this. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yes. And again, the debt level is $250 trillion. I mentioned these other countries. The stronger the dollar gets because of the interest rates going up, the weaker their currencies fall. The weaker their currencies fall, the more dough they need to pay off the debt burden. And what Trump did, he temporarily boosted the economy, with the huge tax breaks for the corporations and the tax incentives. So again, we're political atheists. We were the first magazine, the Trends Journal, to call the Trump rally back in 2016. We were the first ones to call a correction in February of 2018, and we're the first to call it an economic 9/11 terrorist strike. This is big. The whole bubble has burst, and there's no way out.
Okay, somebody listening at home, they just certainly turned the volume up on the radio because I can hear you clear. What are you saying to Mom and Pop Smith sitting at home listening to you? What do they need to be aware of? What do they need to do to protect themselves?
Well, we don't give financial advice. We're trend forecasters. But my line is GC's, Gerald Celente's 3 G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. And, you know, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. That's why you're seeing what's going on. People risking their lives, you know, walking thousands of miles, you know, to get the hell out of where they are, taking their families and kids because conditions are so terrible where they are. And I'm not, by the way, I'm not saying open the borders. I'm totally against that as well. You know, people forget that the only reason we had a big wave of immigrants in this country at the turn of the last century, the 19th century, into the 20th, was because America was a building country. We were building the whole country. They needed cheap labor. It came from Europe in those days. And now the country is built. We can't take in any more people. We have a labor force participation rate that's at 1960s levels. These numbers they're giving you about employment, they're full of baloney. Once you're no longer collecting unemployment, they don't count you as unemployed. You know, so what we're saying is that this is going to be a very difficult situation. Again, the only reason we had this bounce back in the markets is because of the tax cuts and the repatriation of money. We're looking at over $1 trillion worth of stock buybacks this year because of the tax cuts that Trump gave them and the repatriation of the dough from overseas. And we said this would happen because it's an old story. George Bush Jr. did it back in about 2005. 96% of the repatriated money went into stock buybacks. The more the stocks the corporations buy back, it's a supply and demand issue. The price goes up. So they got a lot richer, but the rest of the nation didn't, according to the Tax Policy Center. 82% of Trump's tax cuts went to the 1%. According to...
Go ahead. Sorry. No.
Well,
I don't
the other data coming out from the joint Congressional Committee, that next year, 70% of Trump's tax cuts will go to people earning over $100,000 a year.
Is there anything in your trends that talk about the midterms? What are we going to see there? I'm concerned about election fraud. I don't know if you've got that cooked into the books here, but any trends on the upcoming election?
You mean about hanging chads, those kind of election fraud?
Well, they have four old ladies.
Yeah, you know,
they have four old ladies in Texas.
Ladies
in Texas, Gerald. Four ladies in Texas. They just found them from 2016, filled out 16,000 write-in ballots. Four women sat there. 16,000. I'm concerned. But anyway, go ahead.
That's what I'm trying to say. You're going to blame it on the Russians and the Chinese? Yeah, just look around the corner. This whole election system stinks. It's antiquated. Look, you know about blockchain. All the big technology companies, not even technology, banks, Walmarts, they're all using blockchain. Once you make a transaction, it's blocked. You can't hack into it. We should have blockchain democracy. If you could transfer trillions of dollars worth of dough around the world in seconds, know who sent it, where it came from, and it's blocked, that's the way we should be voting, rather than this stupid antiquated system run by the Bloods and the Crips that people like to call Republicans and Democrats. They're both murderers and thieves. Look at their track record.
I can't argue with you at all. We're coming on a break here in about 20 seconds. You mentioned cryptocurrencies. That's where I was going to go. We've heard rumors that even Federal Reserve may be getting into cryptocurrency. What about Bitcoin? What about Ethereum? What have you? On the other side, let's go right there and then whatever else comes up with Gerald Celente. TrendsJournal.com is the website. TrendsJournal.com, one of the number one trends forecasters in the world. You know him, you love him, Gerald Celente. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, ThePowerHour.com. Welcome back to Power Hour. We're talking to Gerald Celente, the one and only. TrendsJournal.com is the website. You can go and sign up. They can sign up for the journal. They can sign up right there on the website, correct, Gerald?
Yes, TrendsJournal.com, the only place you'll read history before it happens.
Ooh, good, love it. TrendsJournal.com. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen, from Gerald Celente. Before the break, we mentioned cryptocurrencies. Obviously, a huge buzz about a year ago. They've been declining. What is going on? What's on your mind when it comes to cryptocurrencies?
Well, as I see it, as long as establishment financial sectors stay into it and get into it, it'll grow. The world is going cashless. You know, you go to China, you know, you're not paying with credit card or cash, you're paying with your app. So the point being, a lot of places in Europe too, excuse me, especially Sweden and others, they're going cashless. So there's no connection to a coin of a realm. So people are going to start going to the coin that's most popular for them. And I mentioned an economic 9/11. As people see their currencies collapsing, they're going to go into more and more cryptocurrencies as an alternative rather than see their Venezuelan bolivar or their Argentinian peso collapse. They'll go into cryptos. So we believe long term it's growth. Short term, you got to look at the charts, and we have those in our Trends Journal as well.
Very good. Silver and gold, always a big question. You mentioned gold earlier. I got a question about silver. How in the world is silver spot price about $14.50?
You know, my first buy of gold was in 1978. And what I've learned since then is where gold goes, silver follows. And silver never leaves, at least in my lifetime. And that's the way we see it now. Remember, silver is used in production. You just take a look at what happened today, for example, with oil prices. You know, they took a real big hit. And the reason being is that there's a slowdown in the global economy. And silver is used more in production than in gold. We have forecast for several months that gold's bottom was at about $1,200. And that's what you're looking at gold now. You're looking in the 1230 range. It hit 1185. So we think the upside of gold is very strong. It has to break over 1450 an ounce for it to spike back to the 2000 levels. But again, silver, like copper, they're used in industry and other fields. We just saw Brent crude oil today drop over 4.5%. The plunge is because of an expected slowdown in the global economy.
Demand. You mentioned the markets earlier in the interview. Where do you see these markets going? And are they moving because of trade? Does trade, the trade war, supposed trade war, does this have anything to do with the markets?
No, the trade war has nothing to do with that. That's just business media speak. It's interest rates. You know, in 1992, when Bill Clinton was running, the campaign slogan in the offices, not for the public, was, "It's the economy, stupid. So just keep focusing on the economy." Now it's interest rates, stupid. Keep focusing on interest rates. The world can't take higher interest rates. The markets can't either. The markets grew because of zero and negative interest rate policy, quantitative easing, things that they never taught you in economics 101 or in graduate school. They made this crap up. And now interest rates are going up and the global economy is slowing down. As interest rates go up, the dollar gets stronger, as I mentioned before, and currencies weaken. You have a debt burden they have to pay off with weakening currencies. So now Trump is coming out and saying, you know, the Fed's gone loco. They're going crazy. He's in the real estate business. He knows what happens when interest rates go up. Look at the numbers on new mortgage applications. Take a look at the stocks of home builders deep in their territory. The country cannot take higher interest rates. As goes interest rates, so goes the economy. And by the way,
why are they raising them then?
Well, they're raising them because
they're at
levels that are just boosting the market with cheap money. By the way,
sustainable, yeah.
Yeah, it's a war against the savers. Back in the day, people used to put their money in a bank and get something called interest.
I laugh. We keep from crying. I mean, you're just so right. Why save anything? So is the Fed killing this? They're trying to normalize here, or I mean,
they're
undercutting the legs on any growth.
It's a normalization.
Yes. Okay.
Again, we've never seen anything like this. And all it is it's boosting the equity markets at a phony value because that cheap money again goes into stock buybacks, merger and acquisition activity. And it's just more consolidation. It's not spreading throughout the economy. Look, this is the data. Again, since 2009, 95% of the wealth created went to the 1%. 90% of the stocks are owned by 10%. The rest of the stocks that are owned by the 10%, that 90% on average own about $360,000 worth of stocks. The 10% left own on average of about $15,000. So this is just a market for the rich. The regular people aren't playing it or are in it.
And so the markets are going down, I'm hearing, and what kind of time frame are we looking at?
It's hard to say because Trump does have power over Powell, the Fed chair. You know, the Treasury Secretary could hire and fire him anytime. Of course, it comes from the president. And there's going to be pressure. There's no question about it. And we think there may be an easing. They're going to raise them again in December, allegedly, and three more times next year. The globe can't take it. So we're going to have to see what happens after the midterm elections. And again, the midterm elections won't affect the stock market at all. It's that they're overblowing it on that end. It's all about interest rates. And that's the beginning and the end of the story. And of course, oil prices. If there's a war that breaks out in the Middle East and you're seeing the destabilization, then if oil prices go to like $100 a barrel, then kiss the global economy goodbye. But right now they're on a downtrend.
Last question. There were reportedly, and I think it's true, about 100,000 people at a Trump rally in Texas, and something's happening in America, but at the same time we have Democratic socialists openly winning elections in America. Where did our country go?
Again, we've lost the democracy in this country. You know, you ever hear the words, three of them, too big to fail? Well, four?
Once or twice, yeah.
Yeah. Capitalism is no such thing. You rise and fall on your own merits. It's fascism, according to Mussolini. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. And that's what's running the show. So these little slideshows of socialists, this and that, the woman running in New York, you know, doesn't know anything about anything. Corsica or Feds. They won't make much of a difference.
Gerald, I want to thank you very much for being on our program. TrendsJournal.com is the website. Always love to talk to you. Not so long next time, Gerald. Let's have you on back a little sooner. God bless you.
Love being on with you. Thank you for
all right. God bless you, Gerald. Yes, sir. There he goes. Gerald Celente. TrendsJournal.com.